الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers, in Quran and Hadith there are different verses and different ahadith about wealth and money. Earning the money and earning the wealth is our need, and that is necessary for surviving. So what is the real commandment of Sharia and what is the real commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal about the wealth and money? So I will recite some verses of the Holy Quran and then the commandments of Sharia about the wealth. What are those? Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, very famous surah, He said, Alhaakum at-takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir kalla sawfa ta'lamuna thumma kalla sawfa ta'lamuna كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. Translation: The craving for excess wealth kept you people neglectful until you confronted the graves. Yes, certainly, you will soon realize. Again, yes, certainly, you will soon realize. What realize? Allah Azza wa Jal said, if you had believed with certainty, you would not have craved for wealth. Indeed, you will see hell. Again, indeed, you will see it with certainty. Then on that day, you will surely be questioned regarding the favors. What are the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal? Every favor will be questioned on the day of judgment, whatever it is. So in this surah, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, Al-haakum at-takathur, the greed of wealth and greed of earning the huge amount of money made you neglectful about Akhirat and about Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the main reason. Due to that, in Quran and in Hadith, the wealth and money is criticized. Why is this not desirable to Allah? Because most of the time, the wealth and money makes the person neglectful from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. In the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jal said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُصَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. Beautified is for mankind the love of these desires. Beautified is for mankind the love of these desires. Which are desires? He said, women and sons and heaps of gold and piled up silver and branded horses and cattle and fields. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this is the wealth of the life of this world. And with whom is the excellent abode? It is Allah with whom it is the excellent abode. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla explains, and Allah Azza wa Jalla told us in detail the desire of this world. Women and sons and heaps of gold and piled up silver and branded horses and cattle and fields. And in our this age, if we think about our desires, we will come to recognize that these are the desires of this age as well. Nowadays, what are our desires? Our desires are earning money for our family, for our sons, feeding them more and more, and having branded things. The glasses are branded. The car is branded. The other things are branded. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, these are the desires of this world, the life of this world. And what is better from it? What is better than it? قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Say, O dear Prophet, shall I inform you of something better than that? Better than these desires. Shall I inform you of something better than these desires? Then said, for the pious people with their Lord are gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will abide in it forever, and pure wives, and Allah's pleasure. On the day of judgment and in Jannah, in paradise, Allah's pleasure and Allah's bounties in Jannah, those are better than these desires. So the person who prefer these desires over the bounties of Allah in Jannah, he is the person of this world. And those people who prefer the bounties and mercies of Allah in Jannah over these desires, those are the people of Allah. Those are the people of Allah. Those are Ahlullah. So Allah Azza wa Jal told us the reality and the fact of this world. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal said, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Rush towards the forgiveness of your Lord and a paradise wide as the expanse of the heavens and the earth. It means, do not rush towards the wealth of this world, but rush towards the paradise of Allah, the heaven of Allah, the Jannat of Allah. Rush towards that. That is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us permission to earn money, to earn wealth. But He gave some commandments. He gave some guidance. If we earn the money in the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we spend the money according to guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then earning the money, earning the wealth, spending the money, spending the wealth, everything is allowed. And if our earning and our spending is not according to Sharia and according to guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then everything is unlawful. So what are the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal about earning the money and about spending the money? In the light of Quran, is I'll tell you some commandments. The first commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal about earning the money, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, యా అయ్యుహల్లదీన ఆమను కులు మిన్ తయ్యిబాతి మా రజఖనాకుం వష్కురూ లిల్లాహి ఇన్ కుంతుమ్ ఇయ్యాహు తఅబుదూన్. హి సెడ్, ఓ పీపుల్ హూ బిలీవ్, ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ద గుడ్ థింగ్స్ వి హ్యావ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ యూ, అండ్ బీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ టు అల్లాహ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ హిమ్ యు వర్షిప్. ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ ద వర్షిపర్ ఆఫ్ అల్లాహ్ అజ్జా వజల్, దెన్ బీ గ్రేట్ఫుల్ టు అల్లాహ్, అండ్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ద గుడ్ థింగ్స్ వి హ్యావ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ యూ. ద ఫస్ట్ కమాండ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అల్లాహ్ అజ్జా వజల్ అబౌట్ అర్నింగ్ ద మనీ ఇస్ దిస్, దాట్ అర్నింగ్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి త్రూ హరామ్ సోర్సెస్. ద వెల్త్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి అర్న్ త్రూ ఇంట్రెస్ట్, through bribe, through deception to other people, through telling a lie, through haram resources. Allah Azza wa Jal first commandment is that we can earn money, we are allowed to earn money, but through halal sources, not through haram sources. That is the first commandment. The second is, Allah Azza wa Jal said, you must offer the obligatory rights of the wealth. You will have to fulfill the obligatory rights of the wealth. What are the obligatory rights? First is zakah. Second is sadqa fitr. Third is qurbani. Fourth is feeding the needy people, the poor people, the poor relatives. We are rich, but our relatives are poor. They are hungry, and we are eating well. We are earning money, we are rich people, but they are deprived of the necessities of the world. They are deprived of the necessities of their basic needs. So if this is the condition, so we are commanded and we are ordered to feed these people. So when we earn money, we must think, and we must think about our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, our Muslims, who are not in touch with us, but we will have to think about them, that what is their condition. If we are in better condition, but they are in a poor condition, and they are deprived of these things, so then feeding those people and fulfilling their needs and their necessities is duty, is our responsibility. That is the second commandment about earning the wealth and about earning the money. And in the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jal said, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Just look at him who belies the religion. So it is he who pushes away the orphan and does not urge to feed the needy. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us two things which are the signs of kufr, which are the signs of kafir. Those are not the action of a Muslim. Those are the actions of a kafir. Which are? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. The person who pushes away the orphan, he does not fulfill the need of any orphan. He does not help any orphan. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this is the sign of kufr. And in the next verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. It does not urge to feed the needy. It means he does not help the poor people himself, and he does not urge to others. So that is not the action of a Muslim. That is not the deed of a Muslim. The duty of Muslim is to help the other people. The responsibility of a Muslim is to help the other people, the neighbor, the relative, the friends, the Muslim, the other people. That is the duty of a Muslim. And in the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. They ask you what they should spend. Say, whatever you spend for good is for parents and near relatives, and orphans, and the needy, and the traveler. And whatever good you do, indeed Allah knows it. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in this verse the deserving people who are the most deserving people of our wealth. Not only we, that because we earn the money and we receive the money, so that's why we spend our whole money upon us only. And we will not spend the money upon other people. No. Allah said, the deserving people is your parents, your near relatives, the orphans, the needy people, the traveler. So the first deserving people is our parents. In this world, everything is happening. The people are enjoying. They are being entertained. And their parents are poor. They are in trouble. They are in problems. They are searching for money. They are waiting for wealth of their sons, of their children. The children, they have forgotten their parents. The most deserving people of your wealth is your parents and your near relatives. The near relatives, uncles, aunts, and the nephews. These are called maharim. So these are the most deserving people of our wealth. If they are in trouble, if they are in poorness, so it is our duty and it is our responsibility to help them. So that is the second commandment about earning the wealth and spending the wealth. The third thing, which is also very common, that when a person earns money and earns wealth, he must not be arrogant that I am rich and he is poor. There is a big difference between me and that person. So that's why I am superior to him and he is inferior to me. Due to wealth, making differences, that there is a difference between me and a poor people, that is not according to our Sharia. Because every day in 5 prayers, we see that the rich and poor people, they stand in one saf behind one imam, and there is no difference. That the rich will stand in the first row and the poor people will stand in the second row. Comes first, he will stand in the first row. And the rich person comes late, so he will stand in the second row. The big disease of wealth and big fault of wealth is this, that when a person earns money, earns wealth, and he becomes rich, he considers other people inferior to him. And that is haram in our Sharia. That is called takabbur. That is arrogance. And that is completely haram in our Sharia. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The best among you is a person who is the most pious person. Who is the pious among you. The pious person is the most respectable person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not the rich person. So if our wealth is making us arrogant, it means this wealth is disliked in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is not desired in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is the third commandment of Sharia about the wealth. The fourth thing, which is mentioned in many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum la awladukum an dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. He said, O people who believe, may not your wealth or your children cause you to neglect the remembrance of Allah. May not your wealth or your children cause you to neglect the remembrance of Allah. And whoever does it, so it is they who are in a loss. Allah Azza wa Jalla told us that your wealth and your children, your relatives and your jobs and your activities in this world must not make you neglect from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because it is the main problem of the wealth, that whenever a person becomes rich and he earns money, he becomes busy in earning the money, he becomes neglectful from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, from prayer and from the other obligatory things of the Sharia. In the other verse, Allah Azza wa Jal praised the people whose deeds are mentioned in this verse. Allah Azza wa Jal said, He said, those men who neither any bargain nor any trade distract from the remembrance of Allah and from establishing the prayer and from praying the charity, they fear the day when the hearts and the eyes will be overturned. These are the people of Allah. These are the desired people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Which are? Allah Azza wa Jal said, their bargaining and their trade must not distract them from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. They run their business. They do their jobs. They do their activities. But their activities, their business, their jobs and their activities, they do not make him neglectful from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. But during their business and during their job, they remember Allah Azza wa Jal. They recite Quran. They do zikrullah. They fulfill the Islamic duties. So those are the people of Allah Azza wa Jal. رِجَالٌ لَا تُرْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, the person who becomes neglectful from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal due to his wealth and due to his job, due to his business, he considers that I am earning money, so that's why I am a successful person. Because I am earning money more and more, that's why I am successful. Allah Azza wa Jal said, no. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the losers. They are the losers whose wealth make them neglectful. Whose wealth distract them from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we run our business, we are busy in our activity. So why not we offer prayer? Why not we remember Allah Azza wa Jal? That is obligatory upon us. The five prayers are farz. They are obligatory upon us. So, the duty of a Muslim is this. And duty of a desired people of Allah Azza wa Jal, the best people of Allah Azza wa Jal is this. That their business do not distract them from the remembrance of Allah and from establishing prayer. So that is the other commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal about earning the wealth. The other thing, the other guidance about wealth, that the wealth must not make you neglectful from the religious education and religious training of your children. Because when we become busy in our wealth, in our business, we become neglectful from the religious education of our children. We try to educate them, but in worldly matters, in secular education. We make them admission in the best schools so that they can become the best educated person. But what is, where are the Islamic information? Where is the Islamic education? Where are the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal? Where are the information about the Sharia? We don't train our children in these matters. So then, and sometimes the people become totally neglectful about their children. The children are busy in sins, in worldly activities, in bad habits due to the wealth of their parents. And parents are neglectful about them. And at the end, when these people become old and their children become young, so then we know the condition. So that is also the commandment of Sharia. That is also the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal, that our wealth must not neglectful about the training and Islamic education of our children. Otherwise, we will have to face the difficulties. We will have to face the result of this negligence in our this life and in hereafter. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O believers, save yourself, your own self, and your family from the hellfire. Save your own selves and your family from the hellfire. So it is our duty. It is the duty of every Muslim to save himself from the hellfire and his family from the hellfire. So So training the children, training the family, educating them in Islamic education, it is the duty of every Muslim. The other guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal about the wealth is that halal you earn, you must be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. It should not happen that we earn money and we forget Allah Azza wa Jal completely. We earn money more and more. Every month, the wealth increases day by day. We are becoming richer than the previous. And we don't become grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever blessings you have are all from Allah Azza wa Jal. So whatever blessing we have, we should be gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal in everything, in every mercy, in every favor. Whatever favor we have, that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal is the duty of every Muslim who is earning money and who is earning wealth. So these are about wealth and about money. The last thing I would like to share with you, Allah Azza wa Jal said that don't spend your money in unlawful things. Because when we earn money, so we think where we spend our money. And most of the time, when we are far from our family, when we are far from the neighbors, so we spend money in sins, in ma'adallah adultery, in drinking alcohol, in other bad things. So these things, all things are completely haram, totally haram. Everyone knows very well. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, don't spend your money wastefully. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal does not like those people who spend their money wastefully. So these are the guidances of Allah Azza wa Jal about the wealth. So we will have to earn money. We will have to earn our wealth. But we should think about the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, about the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. What Allah Azza wa Jal guides us, we should act upon that. May Allah give us tawfiq to act upon these guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal about the wealth and money. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mubarak for you.